team have it. You see who's already committed to being a volunteer for VBS. It's on the chart. If there's a hole, please fill your name in there. It'd be so awesome if you could do that. What's next? What we got? Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm actually really excited about this. Pastor Brian is going to be taking a trip to the Holy Land in January. He has an informational meeting tomorrow night in room 211. If you want to go to the Holy Land, I know I've never actually been out of the country. And I think I'm going to get my passport, and I'm going to see about getting on this trip. I don't know how I'm going to get on that trip, but I'm going to go to this informational meeting and find out about it. Last thing is today is a very special day. 2.5 years ago, I've almost been here 3 years, y'all. Do y'all know that? That's awesome. My first church council meeting was them approving this master planning committee that Lloyd Moon is a part of leading up the charge on. And for 2.5 years, I've watched this morph into what it is now. We have a 3D model in the back. We have all these different conceptual drawings. But on June 2nd, we're going to have a church conference, a special church conference. We don't typically have a lot of these. And we're going to vote as a church, as the master planning committee that voted unanimously to move forward with the capital campaign in the fall. So we're going to hear more about that later on in the service. And then also there's going to be a talk back session for Freedom Service right after. So hang tight. If you have any questions, go to these tables in the back and we'll be able to do it. So thank you all so much. Let us stand together and let's continue in worship.
Oh, So this next song, it's a new song. I really like it. It's called Here Again. Some of you may know it. It's really good. Just listen to the words. If you don't know the words, like, you don't have to sing, doesn't have to be awkward, just, it's really good.
Shining, shining, shining. Well, good morning. Please have a seat. How's everyone today? Are we blessed? My name's Lloyd Moon, and I have been these past few years, blessfully, the chairman of your master planning committee as we look towards the future for Shalimar. Now, you've all seen the digital fly-through, I'm sure, multiple times. 2 weeks from today, we will all go to the sanctuary at 10:30. And we will vote as a church on this plan. You should have all received this also. I'd like to spend a moment to talk about the spiritual journey the past few years. About 3 years ago, God placed on my heart to go forward and seek his plan for Shalimar United Methodist Church, a long-range plan. Some of you may remember the Circle Maker study we did. Remember the Mark Batterson, Dream Big, Pray Hard, Think Long? Well, we did that. And then there was this wonderful team, this 33-person team spanning all generations of this church. We had someone who had been in the church 50 years, and we had six high schoolers, two of which are graduating today, to put together this plan. Christ-centered, multi-generational. And after a lot of hard work, this team came together in a unanimous fashion, approved this plan you see before you, and the plan we'll vote on the 2nd of June. Now, it's important for me to tell you that how we got to this point in this two-year process. The first 6 months, we spent listening. We brought in all the ministries of the church, and we listened to their long-range dreams and visions and plans. And we captured all that, and we presented that to council, and that was the framework we went forward with. And then we spent 6 careful months selecting the architect who's going to put all this together. And we were blessed to have the same architect team that's been with Crosspoint for about 10 years. That's how we put this together. But let me talk specifically about the spiritual journey. We read in the Bible about mountains moving. Well, church, mountains moved during this process. In Mark 11:23, Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself in the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them." We believed. And we decided as a group to take one step to the mountain and see what God could do. And then boom, first mountain moved. This adjacent Presbyterian church property that we had prayed for over a decade became available. And we closed on it. And the next day we had a wonderful cleanup committee of all different people from this church. And we named it Cross Corner. And now we've identified the funds to go forward and to renovate the sanctuary and fellowship hall and kitchen. And that's going to happen this year. Second mountain. Our denomination was challenged by a special called conference. Mountain moved. Our denomination, our church, will remain biblically centered. The third mountain is next week. If you don't know it, we own the Haverty's building next door. And we're waiting on word to extend the lease, to sign the next lease extension. And I fully believe that will happen and that mountain will move and we will go forward with this plan. God has been so good to Shalimar. So here's what's going to happen on 2 June. We'll all get together, we'll crowd in over the sanctuary, and we will vote as a church on this plan. And please hear me on this. This is one step at a time, multiple steps after 2 June. On 2 June, we will vote on two things and two things only: to approve this plan and to go forward with the fall capital campaign. That's it. We're not building anything yet. We're not committing any dollars to build. We don't have the dollars to build. After the fall capital campaign, then we'll decide what we can afford and go forth and approve as a congregation. You know, some of you may not know this. Sandy and I were, when the FLC was built, Sandy and I were stationed overseas in England when all this went on to do what I'm doing now to build this FLC. Did you know that the FLC original plans were very different from what you're sitting in today? There were going to be classrooms all up here. There was going to be an upstairs track. But then after that campaign, we built to what we could afford, to what the gifts God had given us. And we have been so blessed with the FLC. Imagine, just try to imagine, Shalimar without this FLC. No 1107. No fellowship time, no kitchen, all the youth activities and children's activities and preschool activities and the adult Sunday school for Sundays and the preschool and the after school care. And you see these white lines? Serious pickleball without that. So, yes, it was 23 years ago when we built this building. It's almost a quarter century, so it's time, Shalimar. It's time. To put it into perspective, the seniors that are graduating today, they were born 6 years after we built this building. And where would we be without this building? Where would they be without this building? Perhaps not here. I'd like to read you a comment from one of the high school students that was on the master planning team. It means a lot to me because I know more people will be motivated to come and learn about God. So 2 weeks from today, church body, can we vote together to move forward one step at a time? Approve the plan, approve a fall capital campaign, see what God can do. So as part of the FLC, I'd like you to look at the slide and picture. There'll be renovation of the worship in the sanctuary, but for the FLC, the fellowship area will be gone, and then we can fully fill this room with, instead of 494 chairs, 680 chairs. And oh, by the way, we're going padded. Yeah. And a brand new sound system, for the sanctuary, brand new sounding and lighting system. Ben's back there going, that's part of the master plan. Amen? Thank you. God bless.
Thanks, Lloyd. I'd like to say I've had the honor of serving with Lloyd on the master planning team. And when I... 2 years ago, when I was preparing to come here to Shalimar, because July, it'll be 2 years for me, but about this time, I was finalizing my transition here, and I was on the phone with Jonathan Hart one day, and he said to me, he said, Faith, you're coming into an exciting time at Shalimar. He said, there's this really cool thing happening called the Master Planning Committee. And they're looking at the future of our church, and they're going to do great things and how we can keep reaching out to others and how we can keep doing incredible ministries. And they're trying to think for the future, and it's so exciting. And he goes, and you are going to be a part of how that plays out. Now, I'm sad that Jonathan's not here to see the fulfillment of the master plan, because he was there for the beginning. He's here, though, isn't he? He's here with us. He has been a part of this. He has breathed his life into it, and then he's passed it on to me. And he's here with all of us. And I know he's seen it on Facebook. So friends, I am proud to be here with you. I'm proud of Our Lady that we're on this team. And I'm proud of our church, because we're a church that keeps reaching to others. We're a church that keeps serving our community and cares about the people around us. And I'm proud to be one of your pastors. So as we prepare to give our tithes and offerings, I'm just reminded about how wonderful this church is in giving, and that is why we can do what we're doing. We've done such great work. I'm thankful for those who've gone before 23 years ago and had the vision to build this facility so we could have this service. But no matter what, God is going to keep doing great things with our church. So if you agree with those things, can we give our joy team a shout of praise? Woo! Would you join me in prayer as we bless our tithes and offerings? Almighty God, you are so good. And you've done so many good things with our church. We thank you for those who've gone before me, before us in this room. Because 5 years ago and 10 years ago and 25 and 50 years ago, people had a vision for Shalimar United Methodist. Other Methodists who got us going, the people in this church that had the foresight to build new facilities, a new sanctuary, a family life center, and all these things for our church to keep reaching. And now it's our time to look for our future. Father, we ask as we keep doing these things that you continue to guide us, because we don't want to do anything without you. And as we take a moment to give, Lord, we're reminded that you provide. We give because of your kingdom. We give because of your goodness. We give because you care for us. So we ask that you bless all of these things and you allow us to give out of the goodness of our heart so we can keep doing your will. Bless these tithes and offerings, the physical gifts in this room and the online gifts that are given digitally, so that we may continue to do your work in our church, in our community, in our world. We give all these things to your glory and honor. Amen.
Thank you to our youth bands. You guys have done terrific. There is more to come. But friends, I do not have to tell you what a blessing our students are to the church, because you have witnessed it already. This morning is a special morning for our congregation. Today, Shalimar, we reap a harvest. We have witnessed over a long, long road an investment of God in our students. We have seen the good work that God is doing. Praise Him. And we know that this disciple-making work is a good work. It is a work that God has invited us to partner to. But today is Senior Sunday at the church, and today is the day that we look to these students, and we look to God, and to both we say, well done. Well done. For those of you who have not yet experienced your final year in high school, let me inform you. For those of you for whom your senior year in high school was a long, long time ago, let me remind you, time travels very fast in your senior year. It is the fastest month of your life. And I remember my own experience when I was a senior in high school. Week one was me and my friends imagining how cool it was going to be the seniors and the top dogs on campus. Week two, it was Christmas break. Week three, it was prom. And then week four, it was over. And this experience that it felt like my whole life had built up toward was just gone. And so, on the one hand, it was kind of a relief. I was ascending from childhood, and people would finally take me seriously, because everyone takes me seriously now. There's no question in that, so thank you. And also, it was kind of fearful time in my life, because my childhood was ending. And in that moment, whether it was in a serious way or a joking way, I wasn't ready to grow up yet. I was kind of enjoying being a kid, being able to excuse certain behaviors and things that I did by saying, oh, I'm just a kid, I'm still learning. And the time was coming for me to not be able to use that excuse anymore. I was ascending into adulthood, ascending to things like college and taxes and, buying things for your home instead of buying toys with your spending money. And a lot of adulthood, it didn't appeal to me. And I would be lying if I said I didn't try to avoid it for a time. But adulthood is a good thing. And when we look to God, we have to be real with ourselves and saying, God wants mature, strong Christians. God does not want those who are spoon-fed, but God wants those who chew spiritual meat. So, congregation, we have reason to celebrate. We have fruit to harvest this morning. And the good news that I have for you, and especially for our seniors, is that this is not an end. This is a beginning. So I want to read from some scripture this morning. And I want to read from something that's encouraging. I'm looking to the writings of Paul. And before I get to it, I do want to give you a little bit of context. First of all, most of what we have from Paul in the New Testament are letters. Paul was someone who traveled a lot, and then after he traveled a lot, he wrote a lot, and that's basically why we have a New Testament. Paul was a missionary, and after the time of Christ, he traveled the land of Europe, and he traveled the land of Asia Minor, and he was a catalyst. He was one of the main reasons why the church exists so far and wide as it does today. So, praise God for Paul. Paul made 4 missionary journeys, and on his second, his first destination, his first stop, was a town by the name of Philippi. And the people in Philippi were called the Philippians. So now we're reading from this correspondence that Paul has later on to the people of Philippi. And it's a correspondence of encouragement. It says a lot of critique, and it challenges those Christians who were living there. But it also is a letter that builds them up, that shows them how to be the church. It's a letter that they needed. And perhaps, if we consider the Word of God to be alive and dynamic and relevant, this is the word that we need today. So Paul's writing was a letter, and we as Christians, we benefit perhaps just from seeing how the early Christians communicated to each other. Perhaps we could take a lesson on how to communicate to each other. He gives his introduction, and then he opens his letter with this statement: I thank my God every time I remember you. So, to give you a little more context, Paul's journey to Philippi was around 49 CE. And his letter is dated to be about 10 years after that, about 60. And so this is Paul remembering a people, a church that he encountered over 10 years ago. It is an encouragement, and it answers this question that perhaps the Philippians had: have we been forgotten about? Because at the time that Paul wrote this letter, he did not have the option to go and visit the Philippians as he did before. He was writing from a prison in Rome. Paul did his very best to give encouragement. And so he says, one, I remember you. I remember encountering you, and I'm encouraged. And my remembrance of you leads to gratitude. He says, I thank God every time that I remember you. That is a message that I hope we can give to our seniors. That is a message that I hope our seniors can give to us. We as a church are one body with one mission of love, God's love. And it goes both ways. So seniors, this is a promise that I hope we as a church can make to you. We will remember you, and we will remember you with gratitude from God. And church, please help me not to make an empty promise. Please, church, be in remembrance of these fruit, these disciples that we have raised up, and celebrate and give thanks to God for them. Paul continues in his letter. He says, I always pray joyfully because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And so this is a second promise. This is a promise that Paul is making. It's a reassurance to these people that they are being prayed for. And we know many types of prayer, I'm sure. Do you all know a prayer where you are on your knees and you are begging? And you are crying out and you hear your own voice crack because you are in such a moment of desperation to God? Have you been in a prayer where you just escaped some peril and you are still fluttered and you feel and hear your heart beating because you're in this adrenaline rush, and your prayer to God is, thank you, God, for sparing me. from that near accident. Thank you, God, for sparing me from that final exam that I really thought I was going to fail. But this prayer that Paul promises is a joyful prayer. And that means he is lifting up the Philippians to God. He is offering a praise to God for the Philippians. And so this church, this is also a promise that we ought to deal to our seniors. Seniors, we will remember you. And seniors, we will pray for you. Because no matter where you are in life, you are deserving and you are worthy of prayer. You are worthy of God's attention. And so we hope that through our prayer, we bring you to God's close attention. And that's not all that he says in verses 4 and 5. He says, I am joyful because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. This is a remembering prayer. This is a prayer that encompasses the full span of Paul's relationship with the Philippians. And so he remembers where they were when he first met them. He has probably heard by word of mouth or from other correspondences how the Philippians have been doing, and he has watched them grow. I'm sure along the way he has given praise for that continuing work that God has done for these people. And likewise, perhaps in our present circumstance, it is a divinely ordained coincidence, friends, that this Senior Sunday falls a week after Mother's Day. And we as mothers and fathers, as guardians, as families, and even as a church, we can look back on those early, early days when our seniors were just learning to walk, when our seniors were going to their first day of elementary school, coming into our children's and our youth program here at the church for the first time. These are milestones for us. And just as I spoke earlier of how fast senior year goes, maybe I speak to these mothers, fathers, families when I say, there's a lot more in life that goes by faster than you think. So, thank you for being with us for the ride. Seniors, we will pray for you joyfully. And we look forward today. Today, like I said before, it is not an end. It is a beginning. And you heard from Lloyd earlier, we as a church are casting a vision. We are looking out into a future, and we are declaring God is there, God is before us, God will take care of us. This is the third assurance that Paul gives in his letter to the Philippians. As we read on in verse 6, he writes, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And finally, this is a statement of faith, not in those Philippians. This is a statement of faith in God. This is scripture that helps us modern day Christians, to understand who God is and just how he provides for us. Seniors, this may be a time in your life where you are plagued with doubt. This may be a time in your life where you are uncertain of what the future holds. And that is okay. God's plan for you is not dependent on you figuring it out. And God does not leave anything halfway. He does not leave his work undone in the end. And my encouragement to you, our graduating class, my encouragement to this whole church, because perhaps you also are experiencing a time of uncertainty. My encouragement is this: God always finishes what he starts. God is faithful. God is beyond time. And so while we, in this moment, we think, how has my senior year gone by so fast? How has the raising of my child gone by so fast? God lives beyond that time, and God perceives and cares for us in these moments. God is greater than this, and it is God who holds your future in his hands. That is worth celebrating. May I invite our seniors to the stage? I'm going to ask them to come line up for me on this back carpet, and I'd like to spend a moment recognizing them. Church, I have laid out some promises that I'd like for us to make for them, that we remember them and that we thank God in our remembrance. Church, that we pray for them and pray for them joyfully. And third, that we have faith in the God that has created and molded and perfected these students for you. Well, not quite perfected. That's a bit of a stretch. But near perfection, am I right? They're getting there. So, friends, I joyfully present to you our graduating class of 2019. Thank you. Now, at this time, I do want to give some accolade, and that comes in the form of these gifts prepared by our Christian Friends class. We do not always have two crosses on the stage on a Sunday morning, but it would have been very difficult to hang them from that cross on the wall. So we've got this one here, and I'd like to, if you're patient with me, go down this line and present one of these ribbons for each of our seniors. Thanks. I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
David.
David
Fortenberry, that's my name.
David Fortenberry. Go forth and make disciples for Christ. Thank you. Megan Archer, go forth and make disciples for Christ. Tanner DeBose, go forth and make disciples for Christ. Emily Platt, go forth and make disciples for Christ. Colby Giddens, go forth and make disciples for Christ. Olivia Holmes, go forth and make disciples for Christ. Sebastian Thrasher, go forth and make disciples for Christ. Ben Shannon, go forth and make disciples for Christ. Joanna Newbold, go forth and make disciples for Christ. Ellie Stefanik, go forth and make disciples for Christ. Caitlin Brewer, go forth and make disciples for Christ. Thank you, church, for the works, seen and unseen, that you have done for these students. This is nearly a completed work. Graduation is around the corner. And we commend you, seniors, for all the efforts that you have made. God is pleased. Church, would you bow your heads in a brief prayer with me? Father, we commend to you these students. We place them in your hands trustingly, lovingly, and in admiration for all the work, the preparatory work that you have done. What a blessing they are. And as they go forth, we trust what a blessing they will be in whatever community awaits them. God, would you give us faith to know that these disciples are worthy of making more disciples? And would you empower us as a church, empower us through your Holy Spirit to ever multiply and increase? God, refresh us, keep us from exhaustion, and inspire us in a future that is unknown to us. This we pray with the love of your name. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us in worship this morning. And thank you for celebrating these seniors. I have a few instructions to give, and then we will conclude in prayer. But would you hear me? We do have these vision casting stations all around the FLC. Our church conference, our capital campaign plans are still open to be discussed if you have not had a chance to do so before this service. For any of you who have questions or who are just curious to see what we think the future holds, would you take the time after our service to check out these stations? My second instruction is for seniors and for families, and that is to say, we have William Schenck, who has generously offered to do photography for all of you, and he's asked me to let you know, please meet him as soon as the service wraps out at the steps in front of our sanctuary that's prepared for you. And my third instruction, my hope anyway, is that any of you who are not otherwise obligated to one of these capital campaign info stations, who are not otherwise obligated to senior photography, would you stay and help us prepare for a senior recognition luncheon? We have a lot of chairs out, and we don't need quite as many. We're going to need a lot of hands to put this away and get things prepared so that we can eat lunch pretty soon. Your help would be appreciated. But now, church, would you join me in a prayer over these seniors? Would you read with me these words on the screen? God of truth and justice, wisdom, we are taught the way of, and the truth. Bless these students as they now finish this course of study. We thank you for those who taught and worked beside them and all who supported them along the way. Walk with these graduates as they leave and move forward in life. Take away their anxiety and confusion of purpose. Strengthen their many talents and skills. Instill in them a confidence in the future you plan, where energies may be gathered up and used for the good of all people, for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen. Go in peace to serve the Lord.